Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and we're about to go three live mics. A very eventful day at practice already, and we're just into the team session. Bobby Belt reporting last segment that Tyler Smith's agent, Joe Panos, spotted at practice down on the sidelines talking with Steven and members of the Cowboys front office. It's time to give you three live mics, though. Brought to you by the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you so much to the on-time experts for sponsoring one of my favorite segments. We used to do this way back in the day with CA, and then with CA and Jeff and Mike and all the different evolutions of the G-Bag Nation. And obviously with this one for the last 5 years, Brian Broaddus has been giving you the scout's eye, and it's all brought to you by the on-time experts. Buddy, what are you seeing down there?
Well, I'll tell you what, we are into the team period, as you mentioned, and it is the second offense that is currently running right now, and Joe Milton off the play action pass, nice little flip to the outside to Fant. They've been running a lot of play action stuff. It's been a lot of under center this camp. It has been with trying to get the defense to react to the movement and then sneak tight ends out into the flat, and that one was pretty successful with Princeton Fant, and the line did a good job of holding up and giving Milton the opportunity to get the ball to the outside.
How are they doing executing this motion stuff and this attempts at deception? Is there any kinks that need to be ironed out, or would you say it's smooth?
Yeah, it's been pretty smooth, because what's happened is you get motion and then a motion and then another motion behind it. So they're actually trying to do it three different ways there. And here they're in a situation where they're going to have to re-huddle.
That was the confusion you were talking about there for Milton.
The running back, what they tried to do, Woolchuck, tell me, did they try and get Williams there on the outside, it looked like?
They did, yeah. They tried to move him. He was lined up wide left. They tried to bring him back, and evidently that's not what the coaching staff wanted. They called that dead.
Yeah. Well, here they are. They've got they're trying to use the running back wide and now bringing him all the way back to the inside. So they're just trying to get a look. The defense didn't adjust at all. So it looks like they're probably in some type of zone coverage.
And how is the defense overall adjusting to this difference in motion and this Eberflus scheme? Do you like what you're seeing so far?
It's really the first 5 days of practice, I think, like, they've done a really nice job. You haven't seen any huge just...
Oh, we got a little skirmish going on here again, boys.
Who's involved?
We got humanity.
You can't really tell who's in the middle of all that.
It might have started with one of the backs who was trying to finish the play, and I think some of the offensive linemen did not take too kindly to a little cheap shot there from some of the defensive linemen. But I thought that was a good rep. Some of the defensive linemen, certainly, I mean, it's the twos right now working, Gavin, but like a King Bisote, one of the defensive tackles they took out of Maryland, Brian, he had a good rep there getting off a block and stuffing a run.
Yeah, they've really... Gavin, where they've had success running the football has been inside. And the counter stuff that we saw yesterday was really the first time that we've seen him. We've seen a couple of toss sweeps in practices. That's been just somewhat successful. The counters were really good, but the inside zone stuff, or the inside the power stuff, has been the best way they've run the football.
I just love the idea of getting extra linemen and a fullback at the point of attack to create those, numerical advantages, two-on-ones. And you get two extra guys running to the edge like that, it increases your chances significantly. But right now I'm watching about 8 minutes ago, apparently Kevontae Turpin laid out Tyler Smith.
he just had a catch, Turpin did, coming out of the kind of the backfield there. This is something that I noticed yesterday, and Joe Milton, we talked about, didn't throw him the ball, but that was a good little quick pass by Prescott to get the ball into Turpin's hands, and he's just so explosive when he's one-on-one on the outside.
Yeah, it seems like this coaching staff has not a mandate, but a lot more curiosity and intention to get Turpin involved.
Much more than the previous regime.
Okay, what else going on down there, Chief? What's sticking out to you?
Well, Eric's over here, a little delayed draw action at Donovan Ezeraku, almost blew up the play, but good job. I think that was Javonte Williams just fighting through there. Eric, what are you seeing here?
Yeah, I think that was actually Fowler. Fowler's rocking that 13 now.
Yeah.
Fowler comes sliding through and just went up high on him. He missed the situation there, but he read it beautifully.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They're trying to keep him off the ground, so I don't know if he was just trying to let up or what, but he saw it from the jump. Now we get a little trips action here.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of 3-by-1.
With Mingo and Tolbert.
Yeah, a lot of 3-by-1 here.
And Cropper.
And the one is Ferguson.
It's the opposite side. It would be Turpin would be on the opposite side. They went 3-by-1, and then they tried to sneak Stevens up the field, and he was wide open and just dropped the ball.
He's a little underthrown.
Yeah,
but he did. That was just a drop.
Yeah, he should have caught that football. But really good job. They went to the opposite way. They put Turpin wide. And then they had the tight end kind of sneak through. Stevens was open, and just like I say, he's got to make that play. It's an adjusting catch, but needed to make it.
What are we going to do with Stevens here? You going to take four? Seems like they're all good.
Well, the thing about it, the three tight ends have been outstanding. The Ferguson, and Spanford, and then with Schoonmaker. It's not that Schoonmaker's playing poorly.
Oh.
It's just that those three guys have been really, really, really good. So this is going to be a little bit of a problem, I think, for Stevens to make this team. Nice catch by Pickens right there in the
really
middle of the
strong contested catch,
yeah.
Going and fighting for the football right in front of Bland. Now, I do think in a real game, again, Donovan Ezeraku and some others were really all over Dak there. That might have been a sack, but Dak stepping up and delivering a strike to Pickens.
What's Pickens going to do that we haven't seen so far in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday wasn't a great practice for him. I mean, he had a drop that was kind of uncharacteristic of him. But I think what you're going to start to see from him is more routes across the field. He's been known kind of as a vertical player, but they're going to find ways to get him where he could get the ball on the move. He can be pretty damaging when it comes to catching the ball on the move, and they need to get him more involved with that.
So you're getting a chance to evaluate Joe Milton quite a bit here with the twos?
Yeah, Joe Milton is, and this is the problem with Joe Milton is that, the pocket breaks down and he runs, and he does that a little bit too much for my liking. I don't know if there's some questions about his ability to really, really see the field and read and trust what he's seeing, because there are more times than not where he will take off running with the ball when you're kind of watching, you're thinking like, well, he could have got it over to, he had a guy over here, and he just takes off running. Maybe not always just kind of trust in what's going on with the offense yet.
I mean, if he's going to be a run-heavy guy, I would like that. Do we have an answer yet on who their Wildcat quarterback's going to be?
I think it's going to be Turpin. Now, he just made a throw. Willie, did you see that one in the middle of the pocket?
Yeah, he did. He stepped
that
up.
Yeah.
He was able to slide because they actually brought a corner blitz, the slot corner blitz from Eberflus, and I think it was Zion Childress who ended up blitzing. Milton's able to slide, steps up in the pocket, goes right over the middle, hits him right around the 25-yard line to Flannoy. A nice catch there.
Yeah, Flannoy's been kind of quiet in this camp. He had a catch yesterday. Winfrey here, Perron Winfield. He's playing the three technique at defensive tackle, and he's done a nice job. Look how active he is right there. See, he's in the backfield right there. I mean, that's
– Oh, there's an interception.
Yeah.
Childress dropped it.
That's
back-to-back good plays from Zion Childress, though, that corner blitz, and then he's able to – I mean, he ran a route there better than the wide receiver who he was covering. Was that Cropper?
Yeah, it sure was. And like I said, I mentioned Winfrey. I was watching him. And he was going up against Charles, who was the right guard, and just like bam, bam, just two quick slaps, pulled the right shoulder, and was by him and was on top of Milton. So that probably would have been another one of those kinds of sacks.
You know, Brian, another competition that we haven't talked with you about a lot is the starting safety next to Malik Hooker.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's been Marquise Bell's responsibility, at least early on with the ones. Has that been the case through the first week, or are they rotating?
Yeah, Wanye Thomas has been that guy. And Wanye Thomas, I think, if you look on the sidelines, is not practicing today. So that's unfortunate for him because he's been showing pretty well. Here's Milton running the ball again. he's going to – I tell you what, I mean, he doesn't like what he sees. And he's working with a group of, some rookie receivers, with Holden and those guys down here. So, that's a little bit of a, maybe the guys are not kind of helping him in some of these things, but he's just going to pull that ball down and run if he doesn't feel good about it.
That was Milton to Flournoy earlier, though,
over the
middle?
Yes, it was. Yeah, and it was like the pocket was disintegrating around him.
I'm seeing that now on Cowboys Twitter as it populates, and that's a hell of a throw from Milton to Flournoy.
He could do that.
Does Ryan still have a shot here?
I tell you what, man, ever since Pickett showed up, everybody's kind of gone down the food chain a couple of clicks, you know. So he's going to have to – yesterday was one of the first days I really noticed him. Other than that, it's been kind of a struggle for him.
And then this screen to Turpin, dude. I mean, he is just so fast. He goes flying around that corner before defenders even have a chance to react. He's gone.
Yeah, he is. That's one of the reasons why they put him in the backfield, is that he is able to do that. There's Miles Sanders on the run, just a simple little run off the left-hand side there. That's at Mozzie Smith, but that's going behind.
Holy.
That's
going, Tyler Smith.
That's going behind Tyler
Smith. And Tyler just picked up and drove Mozzie into the ground on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, at running back, how would you stack it right now? You know, on social media, it just looks like Blue has more shiftiness and juice
and Sanders
electricity.
Sanders is involved, too. Sanders, I mean, Blue has really, really been really good. But Sanders has shown, I think if you had the two guys with the most explosiveness has been Sanders and then Blue. Nice pickup there, by the way, too.
That was a beautiful – so that was a nice play where you're able to get Turpin matched up on Sanborn.
Yeah.
And that's a mismatch right there. I mean, the speed, Jack Sanborn has absolutely no chance, and it's just a quick little out route. You're going to pick up a first down.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Gavin Dawson up on the tennis courts with Wolchuk, Chiafalo, and Brian Broaddus holding it down with three live mics, watching an extended team session here as it's the second consecutive padded practice. Three live mics brought to you by the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Guys, we're going to step aside and come back with more. That sound like a plan to you?
Sounds good.
Break, okay, and we're back here with Hour 2 in the Nation.